Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, here we go. Look, I told you Monday afternoon, it's going to be the weekend before you know it, so don't be bummed out on a Monday. I don't know what it is about this show, but if you tune into this show every day from 1 to 4, the week flies by. It flew by again this week. Friday already, it's nice, but no rain means it's going to be hot AF, and there is just scorching weather hitting so much of the country. Today is the first day of summer, but we've been in preseason for summer for quite some time now. We're used to it. We're ready for the regular season. All right, reach over there and crank it up. This is what you have been working for. All right, Friday afternoon. We've got a lot to talk about again this afternoon. There's a new report out that crime is down in New Orleans, but are you feeling it? I mean, I honestly say I'm kind of feeling it a little bit. I don't see crime on the news the way I've seen crime on the news in the past. So I do have a sense that New Orleans is safer than it was, say, 6 months ago. And a lot of the credit is going to Ann Kirkpatrick and what she's doing at NOPD. So that's good news. Are you feeling the crime stats going down? Are you feeling it? I mean, it doesn't do any good if crime is down and you don't feel it. Look, I know there are a lot of people who have this attitude of, yeah, I'm never going to New Orleans, man. I'm not going there because of all that crime stuff. One of the reasons you're not going is because you think New Orleans is a Democratic city. New Orleans is run by a Democratic mayor. But, you know, that doesn't have a damn thing to do with partying in the streets of the French Quarter. That doesn't have a damn thing to do with going to galleries or just going to get something to eat in the French Quarter for lunch during the day or for dinner at night. Being a Democratic city run by a Democratic mayor, that doesn't have anything to do with having a good time in New Orleans. So, you know, if you feel the need, and some people feel the need to pronounce their political affiliation all the time, if you feel the need to do that, you're missing out. So don't come downtown. Don't do anything. But you know, just, I mean, think about what you're missing out on. And I would also suggest that if you have kids, they're missing out on things. You know, when I was a kid, my dad brought us downtown all the time. I mean, there was always traffic on Bourbon Street, even at night. And, you know, we'd be in the station wagon, you know, the station wagon with the fake wood paneling on the side. Oh, yeah, we were cruising. And my dad would drive down Bourbon Street, and my brother and I are, you know, craning our necks, you know, practically pulling a muscle in our necks, trying to look in the doors to see if we could see some, you know, girls stripping. And every once in a while, you get a little glimpse of flesh. We saw drag queens when we were growing up. So, you know, drag queens have never been a big deal to me. You know, but there are generations that have been born at a time when drag queens are a big deal. Well, let me tell you, if you're a Zoomer, a millennial, or an Xer, And if you didn't, like, grow up and just see drag queens in the French Quarter, if your parents or if your parents' generation made you think that drag queens are a big deal, just erase that from your mind. Don't let them brainwash you. And sometimes parents will brainwash their kids. Don't let them brainwash you. Drag queens are not a big deal. They've been around forever. And some of the people that your parents liked were on television, men wearing dresses. So, you know, it's not a big deal, and they're not a threat. And we keep talking about the people who are guilty of really molesting your children, and it ain't drag queens, okay? It's not drag queens. It's straight people, or people who you think are straight. It's the people that you trust your kids with. You know, you're so concerned about drag queens, and then, you know, you turn your kids over to an uncle, or to the priest, or to you know, somebody at a Southern Baptist convention school or summer camp or something, or in the Scouts. Those are some of the people who are molesting your kids. and you're just totally oblivious to it all. So, you know, just be aware that it's not a big deal. Hey, look, before I go any further, this has come to mind the last 2 days. Yesterday it happened twice, and then it happened again last night. Why is it that so many people, and I see them with Louisiana license plates on their cars, why did they stop at a red light? And they've got the right turn signal on. There's no pedestrians. There's no cars coming. Why do they just sit there? I mean, can you explain that to me? Can you explain to me why people just sit at a red light with the right turn signal on? They were going to turn right. In fact, when the light changes, they turn right. Can you explain to me why they don't turn right on red? Are there that many people out there who don't know it's legal to turn right on red? I mean, seriously, it bothers me because it indicates that these motorists are just oblivious. I mean, you don't know you can turn right on red? And there's something else. In my neighborhood, let me see how to explain this. There's a sign at a light, and it says left turn allowed, or left turn okay, or left turn allowed after yield. And so it's a divided street, but there's not that much of a neutral ground. So when you turn, okay, so you're driving on this street and you turn left and you want to cross over to the next street, you're sitting there at a red light. You can go through that red light in a lot of cases. And there's a sign near where I live, and I am in awe of the people who just sit there. And I mean, I hit the horn. You know, why are you not going? The sign says you can go, and you just sit there at the red light. I mean, I guess I'm glad people have respect for red lights, but, you know, if you're not that up to date on driving rules, maybe you should be retested. And I tell you, honestly, I think there's a reason to retest drivers. I don't know how long you let people go. I mean, 10 years? Every 10 years, you know, you have to take a driver's, not a driver's test behind the wheel, but you got to take a test. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are obviously oblivious to the rules. I mean, you can turn right on red. Would you please turn right? And it's so frustrating to just sit there and you think about this person in front of you is just so dense that they don't know you can turn right on red. And then there are also situations where you can, you know, turn left, and if like there's like a neutral ground area, and it's, you know, not that wide, maybe there's room for one car, one and a half cars, there's a sign that says left turn allowed after yield. You can go through that red light. But no, man, people slam on the brakes and they stop right there and they're not moving. I'm not going to move until the light changes. It's not a green light. It's a red light. I'm going to stay here. My God. People just don't even know how to drive. They don't know the rules of the road. You know, maybe it's time to start promoting this idea that we start, you know, testing drivers every 10 years. You know, I mean, if you're so dense that you don't know you can turn right on red, then you shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car. All right, we're getting some calls. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ms. Jones is in Gretna. Ms. Jones, you are now on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, kind sir. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, same to you.
So, thank you. So, just a couple of theories about why people don't turn right on red. That's also usually pedestrians are walking across.
No.
So you might want to give them the right
of
way.
No, of course you give pedestrians the right of way. I'm talking about when there are no pedestrians, there are no cars coming, and the person is just sitting right at the light. They don't know you can turn right on red. They don't know.
One other theory. Also, if you pull up at a red light like that, sometimes the opposite direction cars have a right turn where they can turn right, and then you have to yield to them. But so I can't really give you a good explanation for it. I'm trying to help you out on a Friday, but I can't really give you a good explanation. But I tell you what grinds my gears. I hate to hear an ambulance or a fire truck coming and people refuse to pull over to let them pass. That's a law. Yeah. You are supposed to pull over and stop and wait for them to pass. And they're just traveling with the ambulance. It's so insane to me.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a relative of yours dying in the backseat of that EMS vehicle, and you know, you're just sitting there not letting them pass. Ms. Jones, I do appreciate the call. I love the phrase, what grinds your gears. I'm going to use that, okay?
That's old school.
Okay, man, I never heard it. I thought I was old and heard everything, but I never heard that. All right, Ms. Jones, glad you called. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Linda in New Orleans East. Hey, Linda.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
That's good. There are many reasons why I feel that we all need to be retested. All of us, and then we get our license renewed. But one of the main reasons that I called is that when people get to the red light, they should stop and then make the right turn. There are people who don't move, and there are people who move and keep going, and they shouldn't do that. So they need to stop first. But I didn't hear you say stop first and then turn
right.
That's
odd. What I did say is that they are stopped at a red light. I said they're stopped at a red light, and there's no cars, and there's no pedestrians, and there's nobody turning from the other side, from the right lane, from the left lane, turning down the street. There's nobody coming, and they just sit there. And I can't believe that there are so many people who don't know you can turn right on red. I mean, it scares me that there are so many motorists out there who are oblivious, or they're just dense. I don't know. It might be a combination of both, but you can turn right on red. You know, you stop, and then you can turn right on red if there's nobody coming and no pedestrians.
Okay, and look, another reason why I feel we all need to be retested because of the service roads. You know, they're facing each other. Like north, no, let's not say north. Let's say east and west. One is on one side and the other is on the other side. They don't pass each other. They are supposed to pass each other and then make a turn. But now they're making turns before they pass each other. And that can be, that's why there's so many accidents that I see.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense. But we do need to be retested. Put it on blast that this is what we need to do, even if it costs $4.
I know. I think it would benefit all of us. I think we'd be less frustrated because obviously there are a lot of people out there who just don't know the rules. Linda, I appreciate the call and have a great weekend. If you're on hold, stay with us. I mean, look, let's continue this conversation right now. I mean, I love when the show just spontaneously takes on a life of its own. And I'm talking about the people. Now, listen carefully. What I'm saying is there are people who are stopped at a red light. They have the right turn signal on. They're intending to turn right, but they're stopped there. There are no pedestrians coming, and there's no traffic coming, and they sit there like a buffoon. I mean, how do you not know that it's okay to turn right on a red light? And there's many cases where there are signs that say left turn allowed after yield. And if you're turning left and there's a median, and so there's a small piece of you know, land there and a short part of the road is there, you can go through that red light. Just go right on through it. I mean, when nobody's coming. And so in my neighborhood, there's that situation, and there is nobody coming. And people just sit at that light, and it's just, I think people need to be retested. I think people have either forgotten the rules, or they never knew the rules, or there are new laws and people do not know the new laws. And it's really irritating for those of us who are, you know, drivers who seem to pay attention. And I love what Ms. Jones said. What grinds your gears when you're driving? What grinds your gears? And do you think people should be retested? I know it would be inconvenient. I don't want to go through it. But for the sake of all of us, shouldn't people be retested? And what's the period of time? I mean, at least every 10 years. I mean, there's got to be that one time when you go get your driver's license renewed and you don't get it unless you take the test. Well, I know you don't want to do that. I know you don't. But do you not care about the new rules? There are always new laws that are passed. And so if you were forced to study and take the test, would we not all be better drivers? And would that not benefit all of us? And would that maybe not lower our insurance rates? If you've got a comment, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. And we're coming back with more of your comments, and we'll get to some of your text messages as well. Ian is off today. Coleman is our studio producer. And LSU is in the College World Series, the final championship series against Coastal Carolina, and that is tomorrow. You'll hear more about that on Sports Talk at 4 o'clock this afternoon, but we'll talk about that a little bit this afternoon as well. I was really, really disappointed in the OKC Thunder last night. Man, they got spanked badly. I mean, it was like equivalent to child abuse. They were beaten up last night by the Indiana Pacers in Indiana. So now the series is tied 3-3. It goes back to Oklahoma City. I would so love OKC to win at home. All right, we'll be right back with more on WWL. If you need any screen printing done, if you need any embroidery done, do not be tempted by the very expensive ads on TV that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars from companies out of town that want your business. There's a company right here that can do as good a job or a better job than those people. And they're going to charge you less. You get it done for less at Logo Express. At Logo Express is a local company. They hire local people. You're helping the economy here. So if you're a business, an organization, band, or whatever, if you need T-shirts, if you need caps or visors or anything done with embroidery or screen printing, go to Logo Express. They've got a great creative department. If you need help with a logo, they will help you with that. They'll help you create one if you don't have one. If you're a small business or an independent contractor and it's just you and maybe a couple of other guys, or maybe you and one other person, if you had shirts with your name and company name embroidered on the shirts, you would look a lot more official when you go calling people and when you go do a job. This is a lot more affordable than you think at Logo Express. If you want to call them, Janet's there. She'll answer your questions. 504-503-0099. Logo Express is just off the West Bank Expressway, Manhattan exit at 658 Lesson Court behind Lesson Chevrolet. And they're also right next to Perfume Headquarters at 2034 Woodmere, just off LaPelco behind Fort of Harvey. And they're great people. And, you know, Roger's losing money, but he's making friends. So get the perfect job done with screen printing or embroidery or anything printed on merchandise. Get it all done. It's top quality equipment and top quality shirts and everything that they do is top quality. It's a great company that does a great job, and they're going to do it for less. You can also find out more by going to the website logoexpressmarketing.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, I tell you what President Trump can't get out of his head, that he lost the election in 2020. Dude, you friggin' lost. I mean, why don't you just admit it? I mean, you know, you can't. I mean, you lost with the casinos in Atlantic City. I mean, this is not the first time you've lost, so why don't you just admit it, take it, and, you know, move on. But he can't take it. Can't stand it. Donald Trump is calling for a special prosecutor for alleged election fraud in the 2020 election. It's Friday, June 20th, 2025, and Trump is still tripping over the election 2020. He can't get this out of his freaking mind. I don't know how he's going to make a decision about Iran if he's so hung up on the 2020 election. Still, he lost. So apparently, FBI Director Kash Patel found some allegations that they call alarming allegations about a manipulation of the vote in 2020 from a Republican member of Congress. But they're unsubstantiated. They don't have any proof or anything that really substantiates these allegations. And Trump is the kind of guy that will say, hey, Cash, dude, go find something. And he'll find some little thing. I mean, the other day there was something about 30 voters somewhere. 30 voters. 30 voters out of the millions of voters that Trump got in the popular vote, 30 voters You see, that's the point. This is what was proven. There was not enough evidence to indicate that in any way that anything would have overturned the election results. Ask Rudy Giuliani. His career's in the dumper. Ask Fox News about the 2020 election fraud. Ask them about that and see if they're interested in talking about that. I mean, this is dense stupidity. And you know, the president needs to let this crap go. It's embarrassing. And now other people are talking about the 2020 election. Seriously. And they're talking about this last election. And then Trump says he won by a landslide. He didn't win by a landslide. He did not. In fact, in this last election, Trump got 49.8% and Kamala Harris got 48.3%. That's no landslide. And a majority of the voters did not vote for Trump. You can hear whatever you hear from the conservative media echo chamber, but I've got the facts here. What they're telling you is a lie. They're lying to you, and yet many of you believe them. So it's sad. It's really sad. And so, I mean, Donald Trump is president again. So, you know, accept that and move on, dude. Stop dwelling on it. But he can't stand the idea that he has this image of being a loser. But he has lost in the past. I mean, what happened at Trump University? He was a big loser there. I mean, the dude has lost before. He's lost wives. He's lost things before. He's lost money. This is not the only loss, but his ego will not allow him. Well, here's the other big thing. I'm going to post a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. And I hope you'll join me. If you're not there yet, it's an extension of our show. I hope you join me. Just go to Substack.com and find Scoot on the Air and join me, become a follower, and then hopefully you will become a subscriber as well. But I'm going to post something after the show about how Donald Trump is using this to try to distract us from the reality. And when he continues to bring this stuff up, you know he's kind of feeling like he's in trouble. His approval rating is low, even when it comes to the border. And I think that's because of all the other stuff that he's doing that is dragging his approval rating down. And so he's trying to distract us from some of the other stuff that's going on so we don't notice that. So we're back focused on the 2020 election. I'm not going to do it. I mean, I'm going to mention it in this way that we should denounce it. I'm going to mention it that we should not allow conservative media or the president to distract us from reality. But, you know, this special prosecutor wasting money, wasting time on this is absurd. Again, Rudy Giuliani even admitted he was wrong in supporting Trump because Rudy Giuliani knew when he was doing that, he knew he was wrong. He knew Trump lost the election. I'm telling you, this is all hurting Trump. This is hurting Trump, and it's going to hurt the Republicans in the midterm elections. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit it, but I think I'm right. We'll see what happens. All right, we're talking about what grinds your gears when it comes to traffic. And I'm talking about people who sit at a red light, no pedestrians, no traffic coming, and they don't turn right on red. And a friend of mine just texted me and said, well, there's a lot of corners that have no turn on red. Okay, I get that. But if there's no sign there, you can turn right on red. And I just think these people are dense when they don't turn right on red. All right, let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to William in Covington. William, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Howdy. They're playing with their phone. Several studies about people having their phone in their hand and using it while they're driving, and it increases significantly the accident ratio.
Yeah.
So we need to go back to hands-free, which we did have at one point.
Well, didn't we just pass a law in Louisiana? It might not go into effect until January, but I think we just passed a law that you cannot use a handheld phone while you're driving anymore.
Good. That's good. That will help with our insurance rates.
Yeah, I think so. How do you feel about people being retested after a certain period? There's certain intervals, and when you go to get your driver's license renewed, you can't get it renewed until you take the written test again.
Well, when I first got my driver's license, I had to parallel park.
Yeah.
The first time. No errors, no redos, or I didn't get my license. And I agree, yes, we need to be retested after so many years.
I'm not talking about taking the driving test behind the wheel. I'm just talking about a test that updates us on the rules of the road, because obviously there are a lot of drivers out there who don't know you can turn right on red, and it's really frustrating. And then you've got the other people who ignore no turn on red, and they turn on red. So people are not paying attention, it's obvious. William, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Cedric is in Gonzales. Hey, Cedric.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, bud?
I'm good.
Fantastic. Look, I wanted to talk to Linda, and no disrespect meant, but she's wrong about making that left-hand turn. And I don't really know how to explain it, but you go in front of the person, not behind. I used to think that way also, but that's wrong.
I didn't really understand what she was saying, to be honest with you. I didn't understand the scenario she set up.
Yeah, she's talking about two cars approaching a left-hand turn.
Okay.
The first one has to make the turn going left, and the other car should be on their right making their left-hand turn, if you can visualize that.
I think I can.
Okay.
I think I can.
But the second one is, and look, All in fun. I sit there, I say a little prayer, I kiss my crucifix, and then I'm behind the stick of a P-51 Mustang.
Love that. That's a beast of a plane. It's a beast of a plane. It is a beast. That thing is all engine. The engine goes back all the way to the cockpit.
Yes, and it can actually stall when it does something else, when it spits.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, that's a hell of a plane.
Anyway.
Hell of a plane. Cedric, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. That's all I had.
All right, I appreciate the call. Let's see. We're going to get to some text here in just a moment. Ian is off today. Coleman is our studio producer, so we'll get some text in a few minutes. Wisdom is in New Orleans. There's not a lot of Wisdom in New Orleans, but we got Wisdom on the phone right now. Hello, Wisdom.
Hello. How you doing, Scoop?
I'm good.
I honestly feel like what you alluded to earlier.
Yeah.
I feel that we'll have to retest it. I mean, just everybody's got to just read. It's common sense. It lets you know what you got to do at every intersection. It's just pretty common sense. It lets you know what you have to do. Just open your eyes and read.
Well, you know, I think you're right, and I think that a lot of people who don't turn right on red when they can, I really honestly think that it's just a lack of common sense. It's that, you know, if you're not paying attention while you're driving, you are a potential threat. And if you are sitting at a red light and you're not turning right on red, either you're just dumb and you don't know it's legal, or you're not paying attention. And in either case, that's kind of scary. All right, let's go to Kathy in Slidell. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, so I just have a humorous story about right turns on red. Do you remember a time when it was illegal to turn right on red?
Yes, I do.
In the 70s, it was illegal. Well, I had a new boyfriend from California that, you know, always turned right on red. And he did it so many times and got so many tickets that they threw him in jail for the weekend.
Oh, wow. Well, he didn't learn after the first ticket?
No, he was a pretty wild guy, pretty rebel.
Oh, those California boys.
One of those California boys, and I married him, and we were married for 50 years.
Really? Did he have, like, long blonde hair? Did he look like a California dude?
He looked like, we used to call him frats. Remember frats and cats?
Yes,
I do.
He
had the little wavy, curly, wavy hair. Yeah, he was a cutie pie.
Oh, those California dudes, yeah. Come here and steal our women.
He did.
Yeah. All right.
But anyway, I was a teenager at the time, and it was, like, very embarrassing to go see my boyfriend in a jail for a right
turn.
Well,
I'll tell you what. You know what? That California boy might be kind of popular in jail. You know, you wouldn't want to keep him there too long.
No.
All right, Kathy, I appreciate the call. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment, what grinds your gears, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I tell you, there's another thing that bothers me. When you get off the interstate and you go Veterans Highway, you know, instead of going over on Causeway, you get off the interstate. Let's say you're going to Lakeside. You get off the interstate and you take the Veterans exit, and so there you are sitting at Veterans and Causeway. there is a sign that says, that indicates no left turn at this corner. No left turn. It's a clear sign. It's right there in front of everybody. And everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people turn left. They just ignore the sign and turn left. If Jefferson Parish wants money, if they positioned a patrol officer right there at that corner, Veterans and Causeway, they would make a ton of money. I don't know why they don't do it, but they would make a ton of money. And for those of us who try to follow the rules, it's kind of frustrating to see people just ignore the sign and just turn left right there at the light. No, I go through that light and then go to the U-turn and then go in the garage. I do what I'm supposed to do. And then you got these people who are just, you know, turning left, ignoring the sign. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I just find it interesting that Donald Trump, our president, is just really, I mean, he's like kind of going insane. I mean, he's so obsessed with this 2020 election. It's over, dude. You lost. It's over. Please pay attention to our friggin' country and stop trying to make up for something that you can't make up for because we've got facts to show that you lost. God, it's amazing. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. Free for All Friday on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A lot of people are angry over the whole Trump taco deportation plan. It's changed a couple of times because he changes his mind about things. Yesterday, the Los Angeles Dodgers organization told ICE to get the hell out of the stadium, to leave the stadium grounds. Dozens of federal agents showed up with their faces covered. They arrived in SUVs and cargo vans in the stadium near Gate E. There were a group of protesters there protesting ICE. There's a new survey out showing that Americans aren't really sure how they feel about ICE. 44% oppose Donald Trump's choice to send the National Guard and the Marines in to deal with deportations. 41% support it. 15% say they're not sure how they feel about it. So, yeah, more oppose it than support it. But 15% say they're not sure about it. And, you know, I mean, ICE needs to be allowed to do its job, as long as it does its job right. But it just seems like ICE can do its job without the help of the National Guard, without the help of the military. And this was, it seems like, a grandstand play by Donald Trump, although a court did support him sending the troops in. But I don't think it was a good optic. Let's go to Coleman with a couple of your text messages.
All right, a few different directions here. One about the traffic, what grinds their gears. This text says, "What gets me is in Texas and Florida, drivers who stop at every intersection, even without any stop signs or red lights."
Wait. In Texas, you have to stop at every intersection?
I don't know. I don't stay in Texas, but based on what the texter says, they say in Texas and in Florida, drivers stop at every intersection, even
though they don't have to. Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, that can cause an accident. If there's no sign there, just because it's an intersection doesn't mean you're supposed to stop. Now, look, if you're concerned, like there's so many people who don't pay attention to red lights and stop signs, that if you're going through an intersection, you've got to proceed cautiously. I mean, even if you have the right of way, even if you have a green light, you've got to proceed cautiously through intersections because of the way drivers are.
This texter asks, "Why does everyone in NOLA come to a complete stop at blinking yellow lights?"
Well, you know, it depends on the situation. If I can clearly see that there are no cars coming, I slowly cruise through a yellow light. But if it's downtown, if there's buildings, and if I can't see everything, if I can't see the other traffic coming and there's a yellow light, I do sometimes almost come to a complete stop. I probably don't stop completely, but I almost come to a complete stop, and maybe sometimes I actually do. And I do this because I don't know whether the other side has a yellow light too. I guess I don't trust the light system. And I think that instead of a red light, the other side may have a yellow light too. So if we both have yellow lights and we're both cruising through the intersection, there's going to be an accident. And I want to avoid an accident at all costs. So that's one of the reasons that I slow down through or sometimes almost stop going through a yellow light.
All right, two more. This one says, Scoot, what grinds my gears is to be behind a person at a stoplight waiting to cross a four-lane highway that wants to turn left across oncoming traffic that doesn't even enter the intersection until every other approaching car has passed. People behind them that either want to go straight or make a right turn are usually stuck for another light to change. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, that can be frustrating. And I tell you, there's something else. You know, there's something, sometimes you can judge people, you can judge motorists by the cars they drive. And I tell you, if you've got like an old Chrysler or an old Oldsmobile or Buick, like a big long car, you know there's an old person in that car, in all probability, and they're not going to navigate that intersection very well. So, you know, you might as well be patient because they're going to take their time.
You're absolutely correct. I used to drive a 2010 Dodge Charger, and everybody just assumed I was a muscle car head. That was the only thing available that I could afford at the time. And every time I stopped at a red light, if there was a Mustang or a Camaro or another Charger, they'll start revving up the engine like, come on, it's time to go. And I'm looking like, no, I'm just trying to go to work. And they'll speed off and burn the tires. And I just let them go head on. It's like, no, I know what I'm driving. I know what it looks like. But no, I'm not into that culture.
Colvin, it's interesting that, you know, as people get older, the size of the car is totally disproportionate to their ability to drive. You know, it's like I guess they feel like they're protected in this big giant tank. But, you know, you see an old Chrysler or an old Buick or Oldsmobile, you know, man, you can be damn sure that there's an older person in there. And, you know, God bless them. You know, older people should be allowed to drive, too. But just be patient because I'll tell you, they're going to take forever to get through that intersection.
All right. One last thing. You're getting a lot of texts about this, too. So I think I'm just rolling up into one.
Okay.
You're saying that Trump is obsessed with the 2020 election, but people are criticizing you saying you are obsessed with Donald Trump because you always mention and bash him. So how do you address that?
Well, I address it because if there's something in the news about the president of the United States, I don't care who he is, I'm going to talk about it. And when the president of the United States calls for a special prosecutor for alleged election fraud in the 2020 election, which has been investigated more than any other election in modern times, you know, yes, I am going to talk about that. We talk about the top news, and if the president puts himself in the news, and if the president is Donald Trump, I'm going to talk about Donald Trump. I'm not obsessed with him. I'm obsessed with things being done the right way. I'm obsessed with having confidence in the president. I'm obsessed with the president following the laws. I'm obsessed with the president having common sense. I'm obsessed with the president not using the same words and phrases over and over again, indicating that there might be some kind of a mental issue. I'm obsessed with a lot of those things because I'm a patriotic American citizen, and I'm concerned about those things. All right, I'll tell you how out of touch I am with the career of Mariah Carey. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1992, Mariah Carey, her cover of Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5's I'll Be There, was the number one song in America in 1992. I did not even know she did a cover of I'll Be There. And it was number one on this day in 92. You know, that's the time that I was just going from music radio to talk radio here on WWL. So I guess I was preoccupied, but I don't know. Mariah Carey is, you know, just not my talented, beautiful woman, but I don't get the appeal. Anyway, this is the day her cover of I'll Be There was number one. We got to get to a break. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back. Today is the first official day of summer, but as I said earlier, we've been in the preseason for summer for a long time, and we're ready for the season, which is just beginning for a lot of people across America. And it is hot AF across this country, some just scorching areas. All right, a sad day because it was on this day in 2006 that Cletus Charles Smith, the co-founder lead guitar player for Kool & the Gang, died after a long illness, and he was only 57 years old. Kool & the Gang, still one of my favorite bands. All right, we still have a lot to talk about. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to your calls. We're talking about what grinds your gears. And this just sort of erupted on the show today. I mean, it is Free for All Friday. But this erupted on the show because I was just talking about how frustrating it is to see people sitting at a red light that has no signs, and you can turn right on red, and they just sit there, and they're not turning. Do you not know you can turn right on red?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.